Renee Williams is an assistant superintendent at Honeyoye Falls Lima Schools and advocacy chair for the American Diabetes Association in the Rochester area. She told me, remember, first, parents and doctors must give permission for the in-school self-care.
What this means is that a student can test their blood sugar where they need to. And some kids are comfortable just doing it where they are. They could do it in their seat, and kids may not even know that it's going on. Some students may ask to be excused to go to the bathroom. In our school, I know we've got kids that test right at their lockers between classes to make sure that they're doing well.
And if the student needs insulin?
I can't imagine that any student would just give themselves a shot of insulin in a classroom, because kids, you know, take care of themselves and often have to give themselves a shot, and they don't want to do it in front of their peers. They want to try to keep those things under control. But many of our diabetics have insulin pumps, and they look like little pagers. So it's helping our teachers and our students know that, you know, the kid's not grabbing out a cell phone to text.
Williams says the new rules recognize that some students can handle the responsibility. Her advice to parents concerned about needles or drops of blood?
Those are great questions for parents to have. The needles of the old days, the big, huge needles, aren't something that are around for students to carry on a daily basis. They're insulin pens. They look like just a giant-sized marker, so those needles won't be just hanging around. It may be an issue for our students and parents and nurses to be talking to the diabetics in their schools about making sure that sharps don't go in regular garbage cans, because we want to protect our custodians. But that's something that most of us with diabetes are incredibly aware of. We want to make sure that we're keeping everyone else safe as well.
Nowadays, testing takes a very small sample of blood on a small test strip and an alcohol wipe. Williams believes school nurses have done a great job reminding student diabetics to safely dispose of these testing supplies.
I had two students with diabetes, and their parents called me and said, well, we need to keep a snack box in the room. And I thought, okay, what's this all about? Because I didn't know anything about it at that point. And I came to realize that this was something that the kids managed so wonderfully. They did it in a way that didn't draw attention to themselves. They just wanted to take care of themselves. They didn't want to make a spectacle. Just as a student with allergies or with asthma or any other medical problem, they just want to take care of themselves so that they can feel good while they're there. It's just making sure that students with diabetes are afforded the same rights that many of our students with other health needs have had.
The new rules do mean that students with asthma or bee sting allergies can get permission to carry their inhalers or EpiPens. Williams applauds legislators for the change.
And I think sometimes we spend so much time worrying about everyone else that sometimes we just need to believe that people are making the best decisions they can for their own health, and we need to let them do that. Let them be. Let them take care of themselves. Let them be a part of our school community in a way that just lets them be there and take care of themselves and go on their daily business.
Williams does expect some issues to arise as the changes are implemented. She says the American Diabetes Association stands ready to help. Brad Smith, WXXI News.